You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Man, like troops, back again. About my blood clot, yang, all of that. Man came on the cooligans and shut the thing down. Make sure you watch. If you don't, you're a ham roll blood.
Hey, Bobby.
There it is, baby.
Campeones.
Bam. We are here. And the celebrations have not finished. There's another one tomorrow.
Now we got to celebrate.
Honestly, this is exhausting to be a champion, dude. I mean, if you're a fan of any of our rivals, you should be glad you haven't won.
They don't.
That is a lot.
This is what they don't tell you when you win so much, okay?
Dude, apparently it's a liability, not a trophy. This is, wow.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to the Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
We are your favorite stand-up comedians. I host the funniest. Hey, Crimson Pizza coming through with the air horn.
We now have a redeemable air horn.
We
talked about it 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
So, you know, get on Twitch if you want to just down the air horn off whenever during our audio podcast that you want.
Okay. I mean, the interactivity is, I mean, at some point, there's going to be a channel reward to simply replace the hosts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's giving a lot of points. But I have a feeling Christian is collecting his points when he can do it.
So we are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show, football show, right here on Twitch every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
That's right. We're also the gulliest, but we're also the logo's a little bit heavier because we've had to add the star above it.
Yeah.
Champions,
look, we got back from Portland 2 days ago or yesterday. When did I got back yesterday morning. You got back 2 days ago.
Yeah. I mean, I got back in like 9 hours before you did.
So let's go, Luke Sturgio.
9 hours, baby.
People are like, you know what? I actually appreciate the horns because it's waking me up, all right?
Yo, I need it. I'm opening a new bottle of water just for that.
Look, we've had an incredibly long 2 weeks. We were in Liverpool, Manchester, London. Then we fly right back. I got to be home for less than 24 hours, and then immediately fly to Portland for MLS Cup. And
I got to be home for 4 hours.
Look at that. So
and then back on a plane, the guy at the airport was like, "Weren't you just here, dude?"
Let me on, dude.
Not a sleeper cell.
It is the reason our voices sound like this. You know, the energy is going to be just a little bit different, you know, a little more loopy. And we had mentioned this before we started taping the podcast. But if you are a Gully Squad member, make sure you take a look at the Slack channel and download the link of our No Cap Recap, which we recorded right after celebrating the MLS Cup victory with all the NYCFC players and staff. And we had been drinking quite a bit. Our voices sound like...
Oh, we was drinking.
Our voices are pretty much trash.
You know, and by the way, it's not our fault. We weren't just out here wooing every few seconds. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
The truth is, you know, there was loud music playing. So we were trying to have regular adult conversations just over the music. It wasn't because we were just loudly celebrating, chanting other teams' names that suck. It wasn't any of that. You know? We were having respectful conversations
exactly. Over
the music.
Brother BKL said, "I'm very happy for you guys to spend time in Portland." And I want to give a shout out to everybody in Portland, all the Timbers fans. Showed so much love there. Everybody was so kind. Even when we got to the stadium and just walking around, it probably happened about like 15, 20 times where people were like, "Cooligans, Cooligans." Like anytime people do that, especially in a city that we're not from and even also a team we're not supporters of, means the absolute world, man. Everybody was so welcoming, super, super cool. And there's heartbreak, right? Because it was either, you know, we have so many Timbers friends and what it was either us suffering or them suffering. I mean, there's no other way to do it. They would have felt bad for us if we lost and vice versa. So
let's be clear. We prefer it the way it played out.
Without a doubt.
But yeah, but there would have been suffering nonetheless. We're happy that We're not the ones.
Pete Garcia said, 100% recommend the No Cap Recap. Drunk Cooligans hit different. I also highly recommend it. It is not for public. It's not for public consumption. That's really the main thing. It is for our dedicated.
No Cap Recap belongs behind the paywall, because if that were public, we would have no career.
So go to
we put it all out there.
Go to shoutstous.com, or you can go to soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad link, and you'll have access to it. It's really, really cool. Okay. Stinky Willy 4422 with the follow. Wow. All right, bro.
I really hope.
I didn't know OnlyFans accounts could follow us, but that's cool.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute, isn't that what we said about Van Hall?
that was a stinky link. Okay. I mean, you get those two confused all the time.
Yeah, Stinky Willy. Welcome to the party, my guy.
Manjusandu, congrats to NYCFC. Thanks, Manjusandu, all the way from the UK. A reminder also, on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Football Sports Network, we're going to be speaking to MLS Cup MVP Sean Johnson, goalkeeper, made a bunch of incredible stops in that game, but obviously two stops in penalties against the Portland Timbers, and we had a great conversation with him. So tune in Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, or you can listen to the Cooligans. Yes, let's go, Dimitri.
There you go. By the way, Oh My God Dies said that name combined with Alexis dancing on the toilet. I just realized, if you're listening to this as a podcast, you don't know that every time somebody hits the follow button, there's a little video of me that plays of me dancing on a toilet. And below that, it said, Stinky Willy 4422. Right.
So, Thursday, Fubo Sports Network, interview with Sean Johnson. And Friday, you can listen to that podcast if you prefer to hear it in your ears. Okay. All right.
That's right. Brother BKL said, as an NYCFC fan, since 2017, I'm very happy for my dream of winning MLS Cup championship. I was crying, but I was feeling joy.
Mm.
Very nice.
Okay. Well, I don't know if Ian Joy preferred you feeling him up, but that's cool.
Hey, this next guy gives me a lot of sore throat.
Right. Inside joke, no pun intended, from celebration today.
Thank you, Willie, 442.
D-Stew.
You're going to have a lot of fun.
D-Stew Twitch. Is this the same D-Stew that made all those edits?
D-Stew.
Thank you to everybody who made it says D-Stew, it is, baby, who made the... Obviously, we took photos. Bay Raguna, thank you for the sub. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
We took photos laying on the confetti.
The confetti.
Look, at Providence Park.
Christian and I have snuck onto the pitch after every MLS Cup. Right? The only one we missed was the
Columbus.
COVID. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was only right that our team wins that we do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we see it, and I was like, you know what? Let me lay down.
Hot Mess Express.
Thank you.
Gift and sub. Thank you.
I was like, let me lay down. Let me show joy for once in my life. Let me just take an innocent picture and post it. Christian took one. I took one.
It was my idea as well.
Well, I think it was mine.
It was my idea I said, let's go over and lay on the pitch on the confetti.
No. I'm the one who said, let's go lay on the pitch.
This guy has no memory. But whatever.
Well, it doesn't, first of all, it doesn't matter. I'm pretty sure it was my idea, right? So, Christian, I take his, takes mine, we post them, and on my face, I am showing actual glee. And our fans have decided, well, that can't be allowed. You know, he can't seemingly like what he's doing. So you could see already in some of the replies, if you're watching.
Yeah.
I have started to get cooked.
D-Stew.
Thank you, D-Stew.
Thank you for the image. I'm going to show some of D-Stew's images in a moment. But this was the original, and I took one very similar to this as well. But then shout out to Mini Footballer. If you follow Mini Footballer on Twitter or on Instagram, great dude. He does all these photoshops of miniature versions of footballers, and he was kind enough to do this for Alexis. And
look how tiny my little hands are.
Look at how big my feet are. And your head is the same exact size.
Yeah.
So So he made that really cool.
I look like a Precious Moments doll.
South Dakota got getting a gift itself from Perfect Timing.
Perfect
Thank you.
Timing. Thank you so much.
So then the Photoshops started rolling in. People started using the image and putting Alexis and myself also in different situations. So let's grow through a couple. This from Douglas Reyes Cerrone. This is
I mean,
great.
This is the hey! Yeah. It's the cowboys in the background.
Yeah, that are like kind of like faded over the mountain range. Yeah, it's beautiful.
And they're just screaming.
And Alexis.
So now, and mind you, I'm supposed to have a smile on my face, but apparently my smile is used in so many different ways. Here is me screaming at the top of my lungs. Here is me replacing Kate Winslet on the Titanic with Leo DiCaprio.
And yeah, this was from D. Stu. This is incredible. This is a really great. This might have been, I think, from the responses from other people, this might have been people's favorite.
This is a favorite.
So this is a great one. Then Alexis on the Moon. This is a good one from old ass Corey. And this is a great one too. That's from Anibal.
Me as Simba
from Lion King.
They got the miniature version of me as the MLS Cup trophy in today's City Hall ceremony.
Sean Johnson lifting you up. You know, this
but
is
with a scream on his face. I look like I'm being launched.
Taco Time 247 just said, "Man's look like a Raggedy Ann doll." All right.
Yo, my God, they got me in all types of positions here, yo.
Oh, I haven't seen this one. This is a No Way Home spoiler. I guess this is from the new movie, from the new Spider-Man movie.
I mean, how did they get screen caps of that already?
This is okay. I haven't even seen this one. This is from these two again. This is says, seeing how niche we can get with this. I don't know what this is from. Obviously, it's Ben Stiller. There's my face in the background and Alexis.
But this is a very young Ben Stiller, so I'm not sure. I'm on the shirt.
Yeah, these two. Let us know where this is from.
There's a screen cap of either a show or a movie, but that's a very young Ben Stiller. So that's got to be like Heavyweights.
Heavyweights.
The movie Heavyweights.
I've never seen that movie.
Never heard of it. Very
okay.
I also don't know what that is.
This is Creed, I believe. Okay, this is hilarious because Nutmeg is in this one.
Yes. So Nutmeg has made two appearances so far. So now you're both on Creed's back. And I'm just hanging out in the shrubs
with arms wide open by Creed. Yes, I did remember Scott. What?
Oh, because our arms are wide open.
Yeah,
okay, this makes sense.
I love Nutmeg on his shoulder as well. So funny. I love this one.
Yeah, me in a roller coaster. Which this one is probably the best one as far as like how well it fits in.
It looks completely normal. This is like
Also, they found a family where everyone was fat, so this one fits. Yeah, everyone is dressed for summer, though. I'm very well dressed for winter.
Nah, you keep it New York at all times.
I know. Man's not hot.
This is the funny
There's
one.
There's me knocked out.
Knocked out.
Muhammad Ali.
This is
me
a great one, too.
Sbarro pizza. I mean,
bruh, what a topping.
Also, that's a Sbarro frozen pizza. Why does Gabriel look like why does Alexis look like Gabriel Iglesias? Because they did the whole miniaturization. See, look, there's the normal me on a damn Hawaiian pizza, which is not what I want to be on. Thank God no one photoshopped Alexis storming the Capitol. Might get a visit from the FBI. Thank you, Robert from LA, for giving that idea out.
Then we got a Union fan putting an asterisk over the earth and saying I can see my star, and I can see I'm fine with this banter. I'm here for these jokes because I 100% expected it and understand it. The Union got a raw deal, and it was unfortunate. So keep
what,
it coming.
You mean having to come up against us.
This is a good one too.
Just on that piece of steel, on that steel beam with everyone eating breakfast, lunch.
These are great.
I guess I'm yelling at them to go back to work.
You're really, not really as cautious as they are. It's just standing.
No.
This is a great one. This is from Tom Paisley.
Tom Paisley, the homie Tom Paisley.
This is from Menace to Society. I forgot the character's name. Who's the kid that was running away?
The drive-by.
The drive-by, and he was running away and gets shot. I mean, obviously.
So now that's me getting shot.
Ricky.
Might I remind you. That's right, Ricky. Might I remind you, this started out as a photo of me smiling and enjoying myself. It has now been turned to me being shot in the back like Ricky.
This is insane, bro. I cannot believe the creativity on some people, man. The fact that this is how far it went. Loved it. This is another great one from Tom Pacey.
Manchada Millonada said, has anyone done Singing in the Rain? No, get it.
How are you with Photoshop? All right, let's contribute. This is great. Also from Platoon. This is such a fun one. Love this one,
Paisley.
Too.
Paisley was thinking back, what are all the movies where people get shot?
So hilarious. So I think there was another one that I'm in.
There's a bunch more. There's a bunch of them that are just on Instagram, though. So, I mean, if you want to find them all, go to our Instagram or you can go to our Twitter. You can go to my Instagram at NotAlexis. They're all in my stories.
So funny.
People seem to be having fun with them.
Yeah. The one I wanted to show. This was the one from these two that I wanted to show. This is us doing yoga. Both of us doing yoga.
So the three of us went to a yoga class. Christian took no mat. I guess. No, actually, you're standing on
I'm standing on nutmeg.
And I'm standing on a slice of pizza. Do one with Alexis hugging a titty. I mean, yeah, why not? Ex-Michael Raymond. Someone get in there and do that.
Okay. Feel free to be as creative as you like. So thank you, everybody, for that. Made it, that was super, super funny. Okay.
I want you to know that a family friend messaged me and said, why are they doing this to you? And I said, because I can't put up a picture of me actually having fun. If I show any genuine emotion, I get. This is like the eighth time I've been memed at this point.
Yeah, bro. That's this
headshots, photos of me.
This is why the internet.
Standing on a scooter.
This is why the internet was invented for you to be memed. It. Okay, it's working perfectly.
Can we add Tim's? I'm wearing Uptowns.
Okay, it's a start. Boys in the Hood, not Menace to Society, right? Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's right, Boys in the Hood.
Okay. All right. This is a Premier League show, an European football show. Where do we begin today? How about, obviously, let's start with the mess that is Arsenal Football Club at the moment. I think that is probably the biggest story.
Oh, more fun for me.
Because Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang has been stripped of the captain's armband. He is, and he's also not available for selection against the next match against West Ham. What is going on with your team, bro? I understand Aubameyang is having some poor form, but what there was a breach of something. He basically didn't follow some player rule or maybe arrived late somewhere.
No.
What was the detail?
So he was allowed to go home. He was allowed to take a personal trip. I don't know if it was to help his mother move or to help his mother post move. Because I don't think Aubameyang is like lifting boxes and stuff. The guy makes $350,000 a week. You know what I mean? He's not like, let's save money. And I know two guys with a van and I'll do it. So his mother was moving, something of that nature. And he wanted to help. So, or he wanted to be a part of it or help or be there. Whatever the case may be, he was allowed to leave on a personal trip, was asked to come back on a certain day. So here's the story. The story that has sort of been revealed is that he did make it back on time, but because of COVID protocol, he wasn't allowed to be with the team on time. So the team is saying, well, you know, you should have been aware of that. If you were asked to be back on Friday, you should have been back early enough to be cleared and with the club on a Friday, whatever the day was. And he's saying, well, he wasn't sure because when you travel as a team, you don't have certain restrictions because it's, you know, the government gives you allowances as a football club that regularly tests its players. You don't have to follow the same rules that you would if you were an individual going in and out of the country. Right.
Right.
So supposedly he was following the club rules when he wasn't traveling with the club. He was traveling independently. Now, I said something on Twitter that, well, you know, I was getting a little bit of attention until everyone started making fun of my photo. where I said, look, I feel like it's finally he's been stripped of the captaincy, because being captain, it's a responsibility. It's not an accomplishment. It's not an accolade. It's not an award.
Hannah Banana agrees.
Either that or she's just got really bored and wanted to drop 5K in Gully Bucks. And look, there's a lot of great people here. Tierney, Ben White. A lot of people are saying Aaron Ramsdale, who's only had, like, I think 12 starts or 12 appearances with the club, should be captain. But here's my point. If you're making $350,000 a week or £350,000 a week, you're probably not going on, like, you know, Google on flights.bing.com to find yourself a good deal. You know what I mean? You probably have a group of people that at some point, did we get raided or something? We got 417 viewers. Shout out to everybody hanging out with us.
I did not see a raid. What was that?
Hey, whatever. Hey, it's going back up, baby. Hey, everybody who's watching, talking a little bit Arsenal. So actually keep that up, because when people look, they'll see exactly what it is we're talking about. Whatchamacallit. Here's my point. You probably have handlers. You probably have people that are handling all your travel. I remember I've done corporate gigs where they literally give you like a whole booklet of like, here's what you need to do before you get to the airport. These things have already been done for you. You need to be here at this time. You need to do this. Here's all the other things you need to do. They've made it very easy for you to travel. Aubameyang isn't having to Google, what do I do when I come back from England? He has people telling him what to do. So the fact that he missed those things tells me he simply flaked on that. Thank you, Blue Cougs 44, for hitting the follow button.
And Chelsea. Miss Chelsea.
Yeah. No, there's both of them just followed. So if he probably has people that are telling him these are exact things you need to do, and he missed those things. He probably had a COVID test scheduled for him, and he missed those things. That's truly what I believe. I truly believe Aubameyang, as much of an Arsenal fan as I am, and as much as I truly, truly believe he could be one of the greatest strikers in the game. He hasn't played up to it. Last year was a rough year. This year started out a little bit better, but he certainly hasn't reached the same heights. And to be honest with you, maybe this is very much an American sports fan of me, but I'd rather be paying you for what you can do, not for what you've done. And for what you've done, you've already been paid for. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm done with you. The captaincy being stripped from you is probably a good thing. You know, you're a great player, but not a great captain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not necessarily a leader.
That is probably the best way to put it. It feels like for someone who is the captain, he seems like one of the least vocal captains I've ever seen. Colabanca said, we're on the front page. Keep it going. Thank you, Twitch, for putting us up there. Everybody who...
Thank you very much.
Is listening to this. Hello. For front pagers. You know how it is.
Yeah, there are a different breed of people. South Dakota God said, Arteta said something to the effect of that he lacks commitment and passion to the badge. Look, at the end, and this is why being captain is a responsibility. You don't get to be the one that's out partying.
But and also,
you know, super late.
When you're
Twitch Sports is in the chat, by the way. Shouts to Twitch Sports, everybody.
What is good?
Tag him and say thank you. I'm throwing this on the front page.
A manager saying that he lacks commitment and passion to the badge. Look, if people here have never been to England and hear Premier League, fans of Premier League clubs talk about, or any club, it doesn't matter, Championship, League One, League Two, doesn't matter. If you hear them say, like, you play for the badge, they always say this.
Wow, what a great English.
But for your manager at a top Premier League club, to say he lacks commitment to the badge, it's like insulting Aubameyang's mother. Okay, it is like saying you're it's almost emasculating. That it's such a gross insult to a footballer that I really think Aubameyang does not have much longer for Arsenal. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be
it's
there.
Like getting kicked out of the army for like that. What is it, like dishonorable?
Dishonorable discharge.
Yeah, which sounds like a problem in the
honey, it's happening. It's happening again. I'm sorry.
Jesus. You got to stop having Taco Bell, dude. Oh, man, I'm just getting so much dishonorable discharge. I love how everyone on the front page is like, this can't possibly be what the show's like. I mean, this is a pretty good idea, actually.
Bay Raguna said, Christian about to get canceled in England. Bro, they take it so seriously. It's so serious how they feel about that. Okay.
And this is an issue, obviously, with Arsenal, because Xhaka was stripped of the captaincy. Going back, William Gallas was stripped of the captaincy. This is important. You need someone that, you know, has to stand up to the, you know, has to talk to the official, has to lead with example, has to be a little bit of a cheerleader and can get the players, you know, inspired, can get the boys to play harder and leave it all on the pitch. It's all those things. And, yo, Aubameyang don't do any of those things. Aubameyang shows up. He wants the paints in his eye. He paints in his hairline.
He misses some sitters and then and goes home. You know? Wow. You want more from Captain Aubameyang? Damn, bro. Yeah,
you know what I mean? He shows up late to games in his glowing orb of a Lamborghini. How are they not going to see you in traffic, Nicky? You shine here. The whole country is made out of brick. You think they're not going to see you?
Oh, my God. It is definitely concerning. We got a question. X Michael Raymond said, who do you see as the captain? I've been seeing this all over.
Yanni Marte said they should give the captaincy to Gunnar Solskjaer. Oh, wait. Yo, RIP. RIP to Gunnar Solskjaer.
Okay, they don't have Ozil to bring him back or put Ozil in the
Ozil's
suit.
Still paying that dude's salary. Sure, go ahead. I think, look, the short list is Aaron Ramsdale, Gabriel, the center back, who you probably more traditionally think of as a captain as a center back. Who was a... Were those the only two? Ben White has been mentioned.
Tierney.
I kind of like the,
Tierney.
Although his injury, his injury history recently, I don't think that's a great idea. Plus,
Manchester Andrew said, Davidesh. Give it to Don Robbie.
I mean,
I love it.
Content, captain. I mean, the content alone would be great. Just to Robbie. We love Robbie on this channel. I honestly think it should go to Odegaard. 3 goals in 3 matches. I know I kind of slated him a little bit on United View because he wasn't really facilitating. I think he would be good. 3 goals in 3 matches. He's the captain of Norway. I'd love to see maybe. I think it's too much for a Emil Smith Rowe or Saka to take on. But honestly, if he could speak English a little bit better, Tomiyasu would also be a great captain. You kind of have to give.
These guys have been here for 15 minutes. What? They haven't even been at Arsenal that long. Look, based on, I keep mentioning this. I was reading Arsene Wenger's book, and based on who he had so much respect for as a captain, I loved his philosophy on who the captain should be. And the captain should be the person that can pass. Hey, Colo Blanco, thank you. The captain should be the person that could sort of deliver the culture of the club, its style of play, its identity on to the next generation of players that come through the club, right? So who was the
Robert from LA said the time is now for Matteo Guendouzi. Dude, he's not even playing for the team.
Well, that dude is a madman and is perfect for that, for that club.
Wasn't he the one who's allegedly getting caught doing like those whippets with the CO2 containers? Which, by the way, this story caught Christian by quite surprise in Liverpool.
Yeah.
He's seeing these little CO2 containers everywhere. And he's like, what the hell's going on? You know, is there a lot of balloon making for children,
you know? Are clowns making the little balloon animals?
Yeah. Or are people making artisanal whipped cream, a lot? And it turns out Christian didn't realize that in England, whippets are legal through some loophole.
Just wildly irresponsible.
So people are buying these CO2 containers, filling balloons with it, and huffing it at parties. And
also,
these little CO2 containers are everywhere.
In Liverpool, for whatever reason, nobody where it's freezing. It's very cold. And men, women, they don't, nobody wears jackets. They're wearing shorts.
Bro,
the tightest pencil dresses on the girls at clubs. Nobody's cold.
It was the equivalent of 37 degrees, I think. Right, the equivalent of 37 degrees. And a woman passed me in what can only amount to a very scandalous bathing suit with a skirt. And she walked past me. And I'm in a full parka with a hoodie and a winter cap on. And she it really made me feel like we were in two different countries all of a sudden. I'm like, how are we in two different climates?
It was insane. So, but the
Crimson Pizza said bring back Shama. Captain's the experience.
So and so that was the main thing that I took from Wenger's book, because he really has so much respect for the players that
ribbons and whip tits instead of whip.
it is important to carry the culture of the club to the younger players, and it seems like that is the, you know, after Arsene Wenger left, that's been probably the biggest challenge for these players to continue passing that sort of culture of identity, style of play, and what it means to wear the badge. Okay. Aubameyang, I mean, there's no player who I think is more unfit to represent the captaincy for Arsenal. Just that does not kind of exude that personality who's like a general, a leader that can get, who's a leader of men, who can support, who can inspire. It because of his, you know, of him not playing well. And he doesn't really seem to be that vocal, especially publicly. I think captains are great if they can do it in the locker room and cool. They can talk, give speeches or whatever. But they also have to be the face of the club to some degree. And Aubameyang is 100% not that.
Aubameyang, clear. And I hate to say it, but from reading body language and just seeing how he is on the pitch, kind of makes it seem like he's out there for himself, you know. And maybe that's not the case in the locker room. Maybe he's different in the locker room, but I don't think that's the issue if he is being stripped of the captaincy. And also, you have to be responsible. You know, it sucks. You're the one that can't go out and party late. You're the one that has to be first into training. You're the one that has to be last out of training. Being captain is a responsibility, you know?
Yeah.
And with great power comes great responsibility. Isn't that a cartoon?
What'd you say?
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, that's Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's it. Cartoon. I knew it was a cartoon. Yeah, yeah. Well, you can't even be Spider-Man, dude. what's his name? Robert from LA says, reminds me when Per Mattisarker was yelling at Ozil for not clapping back at away fans after they lost the game. I'm sure Alexis remembers that. I mean, these are the reasons why people like Per Mattisarker not only were, once they started playing really well, were great on the pitch and were beloved by fans, but that's also why a guy like that is allowed back into the team as a youth developer, because he really cares about the badge, and he's the right way of playing the game, the Arsenal way, you know, the respect for the badge. You know, needless to say, Ozil and Aubameyang aren't probably coming back as coaches in the youth squads. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, look, at least Arsenal's last victory was, you know, they won 3-0 against Southampton. So at least somewhat comforting, but still concerns for this club. We'll see what they do in their next match, which is tomorrow or today if you're listening to this podcast. Okay.
So let us know in the chat, who do you think should be the captain of Arsenal?
Okay. Next.
I would say serious answers only, but I know you guys. We got a first-time chat from viewer Blue Cougs 44, who already hit the follow button. He said, as a Spurs fan, I don't mind the poor leadership. Give the band back to Shaka for all I care. All right. Well, thanks for your input.
Also, there was a first-time chat from Miss Chelsea saying, so he won't be the captain. So he 100% will not be the captain. We'll see who ends up doing that.
He might be the captain of Barcelona when he moves there in a few weeks. Luke Sturgio has a good idea. Alexis Guerrero's for Arsenal captaincy.
Okay. That everybody, who's not in support of that? Great move. That'd be lovely.
Here's what I would say. Here's my rule. If we win, I buy all of you pizza. if we lose, you all buy me pizza. You know?
Nice. Good move. Good move. Okay.
Give it to Miley Cyrus. I don't know. Oh, well. Okay, brother BKL.
All right. The next thing I wanted to talk about was the game that was postponed. Manchester United. Who were they playing? Brentford?
Brentford, yeah.
Positive COVID tests.
The real alpha dog hitting that follow button. Thank you very much. Everybody hit that follow button. We're almost at 2,400.
Whoa, there's just so many people here. Okay.
2,400 followers total, not.
Oh, okay. I was just like, man, they don't all fit on this Twitch channel. There's too many. There's 200 people watching.
We need to create more space, bro.
I don't remember the details of how they didn't give the details of how many people tested positive, right? They just simply saying there was too many that they had to postpone the game, pretty much happening everywhere in every other sport. I saw in the NFL.
Yeah, Germany is now behind closed doors, all matches.
Right. And I saw this in the NFL. I think in just Monday, they were probably like almost 30 positive tests from players. Is it too much more to say other than I don't want to go through this nightmare again? Let this stop. Yeah. Go get vaccinated. Go get a booster.
Well,
do whatever
you
can.
It's important that you're saying that because I think Premier League has one of the largest leagues. I think they have the lowest percentage of players that are vaccinated. So, you know, this is what's going to happen. And I know being vaccinated doesn't necessarily stop you from testing positive or catching it, but it can stop you from having some serious issues. And there's already players that are having lung capacity issues or having breathing issues from the result of this.
You heard about Joshua Kimmich?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So he tested positive. He was one of the, you know, Aaron Rodgers school of I want to do my own research.
I'm immunized on my own. You know?
And now the dude, he has recovered from COVID-19, but he is dealing with lung issues and lung capacity issues. And he won't be available probably till January. Gymnastics, thank you for the sub.
Gymnastics, thank you.
Ex-Michael Raven said, give the captaincy to COVID. Just with the
COVID showing real leadership. Lots of human foul.
Look, who's had a better year, a better two years? I mean, look, in great form, COVID-19.
I mean, COVID does keep showing up. So. First to get to training and the last to leave.
that news from Joshua Kimmich. And the problem mainly is that you see once the news comes, if you're not forget even the health concerns, but if you are not vaccinated and you are a professional athlete and you say, I am not going to vaccinate myself, the main problem is you about to get flamed on social media because once you test positive and then now people are hearing that he's actually not doing well, they're gonna roast you. I mean, and on top of already being sick and dealing with the issues and the repercussions, you just know what you're getting yourself into. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you. Almost there.
Manchester Andrew just came through with the COVIDinho. Okay. Yeah.
That's the Brazilian strain.
Okay, man, a big transfer fee to get it over to England. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow. Probably came by in a private jet. Lousy human bow said, I could have told Joshua Kimmich that, Jesus, I have breathing issues until my second shot. Why didn't you talk to me, Joshua? Yeah, dude, get on the horn, a lousy human bow, Josh.
Ridiculous, man. South Dakota God said, I heard COVIDinho is elite. All right, you know,
yeah,
you know, this it's a big signing.
Omicron, I think it'll be a big star. Faster than him, from what I hear, but not as effective. Gymnastics, triceps, bing bong.
Okay, hey. Yeah, we heard it. We were at City Hall. All right, thanks for coming.
Here's the thing. I don't even care if you believe in the vaccine or not. I mean, I do care, but for this situation, I don't. I just want these leagues to continue. I want to continue watching the sport. I want to continue watching these matches, and I do not want these players to be put in a position where they can't continue their careers. So if that's the only reason why many of you go on and get vaccinated, then just do that, please.
Yeah.
Please. So we could just watch these games. Christian and I have had a blast going out to see these matches. The thought that after we left, all of a sudden, you guys can't even go to the games, you know, potentially. They're even talking about potentially postponing or suspending the Premier League for a while, possibly a month.
Yeah.
Until all this dies. Remember when the U.S. did 2 weeks? 2 weeks to slow the spread, or New York right. did whatever it was? Mm-hmm. Remember that?
That's all we needed. The 2 weeks.
The Premier League might do that now.
Obviously, scary as hell. So get vaccinated, get boosted, do what you got to do, protect yourself. Okay. All right. Next up. We should talk about Everton, because Everton are very much in the news.
Someone said, Christian, did you see this? Where is it? Everton, that Richarlison is going to be out for
a couple weeks.
A number of weeks after suffering a calf tear.
Yeah. Not what you want to hear. Injury after injury after injury, it has not been helpful. And it's putting the supporters, the staff, the players, everybody in just a really, really just tough situation. The team is, I mean, look, they're not playing well. I go there, I save the day, they win against Arsenal. Damari Gray is the hero. Christian Polanco's the hero. Everybody's messaging me. They're like, lad, you gotta stay. You ain't leaving. Give this lad a season ticket. I was on Toffee TV. All the great comments. Everybody's like, I love his optimism. We need more people like this. I love the American perspective. And then what? I leave, and what do they go right back to? They go right back to just poor play, dumb mistakes, not really.
So if you're keeping score, they can't win unless I'm there and they play against Arsenal, and I have to sit through it.
So people are saying Rafa on the way out for sure from Taco Time. Man, Jasandu Rafa next to be sacked. I personally do not think the problem is solely Rafa Benitez, but you know the game against Crystal Palace. How can you even say there's a tactical issue when Seamus Coleman is giving the ball right back in his own box, essentially? That leads to the Gallagher like absolute crack and golazo. Poor decisions. I mean, there does seem to be a lack of trust within the team, within its players. I don't know, even for those simple decisions. Damari Gray giving the ball back again. Also,
it's almost like you got a team full of Aubameyangs.
We all need a team of Aubameyangs.
Oh my god! Nobody.
Okay. So, Chanchada United said avant-garde footy. Maybe that's what it is. Bay Raguna said Rafa solidifying himself as a Liverpool legend with the way he's coaching. People are calling him double agent. I see those comments all the time. But there really does seem to be a lack of, I guess, yeah, what I was saying, like a lack of trust. I don't understand Seamus Coleman making that one decision. I mean, Damari Gray's is just like a poor back pass, and it happens, and it shouldn't happen. But Seamus Coleman doing, restarting play, and just he's trying to kick it into the player to maybe draw a yellow card and maybe add to more time and blah, blah, blah. But for the captain of the team to make that decision and then make an error and just give the ball away, it shows that there isn't a sense of clarity to not make that decision at that point when there's a possibility you can get. They were in that second half, especially in those last few minutes, Everton were the better side and they could have possibly equalized. If Rafa gets sacked and they bring back Big Dunk just to, for the vibes and just to correct what's going on and to just bring some positivity back into the team, then that might be what has to be done. But I still don't think this is solely Rafa's fault.
Manchester Andrew said losing his Digne T.
Right. And that's another thing we can talk about, because Luka Digne has not started the last two games. He didn't start against Arsenal. I don't, they haven't said what the issue is with Luka Dean, but there's something, again, it's just something going on where these superstars are getting benched. And whether it's they're at odds with Rafa, it's, you know, look, we're talking about Arsenal and their issues, but Everton have a much bigger problem in figuring out what the culture of the club is going to be.
You know, it just seems to me that the Premier League, by the way, hold on, we got a first time chat, a real alpha dog said, I feel bad for Rafa. He was given no money and his only transfer was amazing, which is sub the $2 million number for Gray. It's the club and the players, not the manager. I mean, sure, but you would expect Rafa to be doing better than, what are they, in 14th?
Where are they?
You got to be doing better than that.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy. Look, the reality is that the Premier League is very challenging and very difficult, but Everton are a club that have spent so much more money than the clubs beneath them and some even above them. And for
half $1 billion in the last 5 years, which when you really parse it out is not a lot because clubs above them have spent a lot more, but
right.
You should be doing better than Crystal Palace. You should be doing better than Brighton. You should be doing better than Brentford, who have actually spent negative money. You know what I mean? You should be doing better than Wolves. You know what I mean?
It's frustrating. It's baffling. You have those stories like, you know, Damari Gray, Andras Townsend, even coming from Crystal Palace, he was like an okay player, but in the beginning of the season, bangers from all over the pitch, getting he already has more goals this season than he scored maybe the entire season at Crystal Palace last year. So
I just want to, real quick, as you're talking, I just want to say to D-Stu Twitch, what are you doing? I just got an alert on my Twitter and I pull it up and it's a picture of both of us storming the Capitol. Hold on, let me send you this. I mean, why are you doing this to us? You know.
Oh my God! Yeah, I'll take a look at it.
it's in this chat. God damn it! And he put credit to Robert from LA on Twitch stream right now for the brilliant idea. So I blame all of you. I blame all of you associated with this.
Okay, let me.
Come on.
Pull this up. Okay, I'm dying to see this. Oh my God. This is so funny. All right,
Christian's doing like a backwards Spider-Man. And I'm, it looks like I'm telling everybody to come up here. Get up here, everybody.
Man, this is incredible. Live right here on the Twitch. This is super funny. If for everybody listening, yes, it is basically Alexis and I trying to climb the Capitol wall. Oh,
I mean,
my God.
I seem to have been successful. I definitely took the stairs and then walked over there to make it look like I climbed.
Hilarious. Thank you, D-Stu, for that. So funny. Okay. So look, Everton, they got a lot to sort out. If something has to change and I don't know what it is. If it's the manager, then it's the manager.
And since said subpoena their phones in Texas.
We're gonna
ask Michael Raymond, I'm not reading that.
So something has to change. I don't know what it needs to be, but and then hearing the news about Richarlison is not going to help. You know, even while we were in in Liverpool talking to Everton supporters, I mentioned this somewhere else, I forgot where, but like, you know, I've gotten to hang out with Arsenal supporters in England and Manchester United supporters in England, and really you get the vibe and energy from everybody. And it after going to Old Trafford and Goodison Park and Emirates, I'm very happy with my decision of choosing Everton Football Club to as my Premier League club to support, because the energy and the vibe is something I can rock with. Okay.
As you're saying that, can you just read Lozader's comments? The last one,
Lozader said, the Toffees are crap. Just admit it, dude. I'm not, I have no problem. I have no problem admitting that. Neither do Evertonians. So that's that's the point.
Almost proud of the fact. I think that's the most shocking thing. When you travel, you get to meet, and people have said this a lot on podcasts and shows, you know, in the stadium, that's different than on Twitter. You know what I mean?
Right.
The fans from Twitter, they're not in the stadium. They don't go to matches. And that is true. There was a lot more positivity around Arteta during his rough stretch when I was there than there was on Twitter. Twitter had already sacked him. And if you're there at the games, people were behind him. You do get a sense that it's different. And that's what I learned, is that there's a lot more support for the players and the manager at Arsenal. Here's what I learned about Everton. Everyone hates the team. No one hates the team more. The people on Twitter are nice, and that's not who you mean. Everyone hates the team.
They always say this. Nobody hates Everton more than Evertonians. It is an understanding that the club always underachieves, and everybody's frustrated. But they're frustrated that like it is it's their own child. Like, I'm gonna disown my own child. I'm not a monster. That is how they're like, I'm stuck with him. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah. Of course I hate him, but he's mine.
That's 100% what it's like. So and I felt that pretty much everywhere, but I loved that feeling. That energy is just like, it's less aggressive. It's just like, yeah, we're crap right now.
What did that dude say at the pub? The drunk dude who couldn't understand that you're wearing a Chicago Evertonian shirt.
Right, right. He's like, oh, I love the shirt, Everton. And then he hears my accent, and he's like, are you an Everton supporter? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, why? He's wearing an Everton shirt.
He's wearing an Everton shirt.
He's like, why did you do this? You didn't have to do this.
I remember you said, why does everyone ask me that? When they find out I'm American, he goes, well, I'll tell you why. It's because we're shit. Dude, you're wearing the shirt.
So funny. So the self-deprecation is real out for Evertonian. So, I forgot the original point I was going to make, but so whatever, if something needs to change and it has to be something as severe as you know, removing the manager, then that's what it has to be. I don't know, because obviously these results just cannot continue. The expectation is higher than this. I mean, this is wild. I mean, they were talking about possibly going, you know, playing Europe next season. And that doesn't look like that's going to happen. Apparently, it's only been Rafa and Everton have only gotten 5 points out of 30. In the last 10 games. That is brutal. That is a team that is looking to you know, be relegated soon.
That's Norwich-like numbers. These dude Twitch said, ha, I got the same thing for people next to me at Goodison. Why would you choose this life? Lozader said, just like having an ugly daughter, you just want someone to marry her so you can get her out of your house. Jesus Christ. First of all, what time machine did you take from 1930 to get you here?
She's the only one I have. Please take her.
Jesus Christ, Lozader. Everton can... on FIFA career mode.
Yeah, dude.
Dimitri said, feels like not too long ago, Everton were top with an inform James. Yeah, one of my best friends is an Everton supporter, says South Dakota Goth. 100%, it's from Timmy Howard. Look, it's part of the reason why Christian got locked into this damn life.
You know what? But again, because of choosing to support Everton, and then we've got, you know, we just had Tim Howard on the show 2 weeks ago. We've had Landon Donovan on the show, and getting to talk to them about their time at Everton. Nobody ever has anything negative to say about playing at Everton. Yeah, maybe they don't get the results that they want, but there's never anybody that says like, oh, the supporters were mean to me, or everybody was like, everybody constant support, constant love. I've never heard a player say something negative. And obviously, things happen on any team and at any club that you could hate the manager. Or everybody has their issues, but in general, it's incredible to see. Manchester United said they just go for the vibes. Let's go. All right.
Yeah. I'm really here just for the vibes, guys.
Right. Okay. So let's also talk about another team I'm concerned about, which is Leeds. Leeds United just lost 7-0 to Manchester City today. And the main reason, and I want to highlight this result, is because one of the players who played in this game was Jack Harrison. He started for Leeds. He is the one of the wingers in the midfield for Bielsa there. And Jack Harrison lost 7-0 to Manchester City. Jack Harrison, his first ever game for
he
New
was
York
a City player.
That's right, right?
Yeah.
For his first ever professional match in Major League Soccer was with NYCFC against the New York Red Bulls in a loss 7-0,
right,
in Yankee Stadium. One of the worst losses. The worst, yeah, right? Yeah. The worst loss in NYCFC history. And he experienced that, and he experiences it again against Manchester City while playing for Leeds. Not many players ever in their whole careers, I would even say like youth academy stuff or whatever, experience a 7-0 loss. Jack Harrison has experienced it twice as a professional player. This is unbelievable. Bro, I feel so bad for him.
It's got to break your soul. This has to break your soul. Losing 7-0 once is rough and probably took a while to get over. Doing it twice on two different continents? You got to think you're the problem.
Is it me? You know?
Damn. Has anyone else lost 7-0 twice?
You start to worry. But I do want to talk about Leeds, because what is happening to Leeds? They had such an incredible season last year. Jack Harrison scoring the first goal for Leeds against Liverpool in an unbelievable goal in Leeds' first match. Yes, there were no fans and the whole thing, but still just an incredible moment for him. You know, and we're obviously absolutely love Jack Harrison and his whole family, and we're we got to know them when they were at NYCFC. But what is the difference from last year to this year? The roster is pretty much similar for Leeds, but they are just simply not getting anything done. Is it?
RCAB said exactly what it is. They're tired, dude. People don't realize, being in a Bielsa system is difficult during the matches. You know what I mean? And by the way, I do want to just read. My manager Sanders said Leeds got mashed up. Bielsa ball got a pep talk. Pretty good. Do you work for the Post? My God, that's a good headline right there. I think when you play the style of Bielsa, you're going to have to switch your players in and out a lot. And it's difficult because it takes a lot to learn. But he does something called murder ball. I don't know if you want to Bing this so that people could see it. But murder ball involves playing almost a full 90 minutes before a match. Want to put Bielsa.
You mean the film Murder Ball, the 2005 classic?
Murder Ball, Bielsa. Yeah, so it's not just they get in wheelchairs and play basketball. No, it's whatchamacallit. It's a brutal way of sort of training where the moment the ball goes out of play, you have to swap a player, but it's like a continuation of the way of running. So in other words, it's an extremely physically demanding sort of pre-game training. And it's one of those things where it's just one of the examples of the style of training that this man does that just really gasses these players. And I mean, I'm shocked they don't have more injuries than they do, but you can see that their players are just kind of like done. You know, how can you continue with this?
Yeah, it's so this is a quote. This is a quote from one of the defenders, Liam Cooper, and says, it's just 100% very chaotic as a defender. Says, we do 4 or 5 minute segments, maybe 4 or 5 times with staff outside, throwing the ball back in as soon as it goes out. It's all man for man. There's no escape. But the numbers the lads are putting up this in these sessions are ridiculous. The games almost seem easier than the training is. Doesn't seem that way anymore. And it's not just and it's not just the murder ball.
It's probably because they lost 9-0 in training.
and it's not just the murder ball. The tactical sessions are so in depth. We always go on the pitch knowing exactly what rival teams are going to do. And if they were to change, we'd have that covered as well. Well, they got your number figured out, bro, because this is, it's a shame. And it's a, I care because, it's, when you see a team lose 7-0, you start to ask some questions, but I care about Jack Harrison. I care about his career and I want him to do well and I want him to thrive. And this, and Yanni Marte said not having Calvin Phillips hurts. Yes,
right.
But not seven goals
for another month.
But not seven goals worth. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, not having Calvin Phillips is like losing, N'Golo Kante.
Has Patrick Bamford? He's also been injured, I assume, right? Because he wasn't in the lineup. But obviously, not having Bamford seems to be a big problem as well. And he's even in the beginning of the season, I don't even think
he comes back in a few weeks.
I don't even think has he scored this season? I'm not even sure. But then, and Yanni Marte said Junior Firpo, Alpha Dog.
He has scored twice this season, by the way.
Which is not enough. I put him in my fantasy team at the beginning of the season. I'm like, after the season he had last year, bruh is going to light it up. This season,
we're going to be goody, baby.
I know. Yanni Marte said Junior Firpo and had the Dominican flag there as well. Let's go. Junior Firpo, a Dominicano in the Premier League. You love to see it. Okay. Okay. So the anything else we should go? Oh, we should talk about Champions League and the draw. Because obviously that was.
I know people were excited for the potential Messi versus Ronaldo,
mm-hmm.
but I'm actually kind of excited to see Sergio Ramos play against his old team.
That should be fun. Let's look at the draw real quick. What's a place I can see it? And it I
put the image in the Slack.
Oh, okay. There it is. Okay,
come on now.
Let me
get your boys prepared.
Let me get. What's the best way to do this?
Put it in your browser.
Does that work?
A lot of teams are struggling with injuries. Yeah, injuries, COVID protocol, suspensions, or whatever you want to call them. There's a lot of reasons why a lot of players. I mean, depth is one of the most important parts of the game right now. You know, regardless of where you are. Or Mbappe against his future team. Hey, Twitch Sports, putting in flames. Mbappe. You heard that Real Madrid actually has said they're going to delay their chase for Mbappe until after Champions League, which is Real Madrid's way of saying, like, yeah, we want you, but you're going to hold this L first.
Okay. All right, so here it is. RB.
Manchester City lucked out. Bayern Munich lucked out. Ajax versus Benfica is going to be fun because what two completely different sporting, sort of clubs. You've got the total football versus we're going to defend like crazy and figure out a way to score a golazo. Lille versus Chelsea is going to be fun. Christian Pulisic versus Timo Weah versus Jonathan David. Atletico Madrid versus Manchester United. Another, at this point, supposedly, total football. Right, because they've got what's his name now, Ralph Rangnick, versus Atletico Madrid, which is again another very strong defensive team. Villarreal versus Juventus. Steven Jumbo Jet with the air horn. Not sure what to expect there. Juventus isn't having a tremendous season, but they made it this far. Inter versus Liverpool. R.I.P. to Inter, and. The one we've all been waiting for, Messi versus Real Madrid, one more time.
This is going to be fun. Yeah, I mean, obviously everybody's excited for that one. Any other that stands out to you that you're going to be looking to tune into?
I just want you to know, Stephen Jumbo Jet said, bing bong, I just came to hit the horn. He's gone. Great.
Next week, I'll make sure to add a bing bong sound effect that we can use in the channel.
Come on now.
Okay.
Come on now. I didn't know Man United will lock it up. Beside Chris Armas is the worst. Brother BKL just throwing shade at Chris Armas, who for a lot of you who don't know, he was the head coach of the New York Red Bulls for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So at Manchester United right now, there is a half Puerto Rican, half Cuban dude from New York. I mean, that just tells you that,
bro,
you know, anything can happen if you're a cooligan. You know what I mean?
We're taking over. America's taking over your silly little Premier League. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to start calling it the Premier League. Okay. So right. Cause that's how we say it out here.
How about this? And I want you to listen because it's going to sound like music when I say it. All right. It's going to sound like a concerto coming out of my mouth.
Mm.
The Premier Soccer League.
music to my ears. Okay.
Oh, the Premier Soccer League, dude.
Love it. Okay. We'll see. Look, they won. Manchester United won that game, right? Their first.
Bay Area Gunas said Chris Armas is about to pull a gat on the side. I mean, he ain't from goddamn Red Hook in the 80s.
Manchester United won against Norwich, right?
Crimson Pizza said Liga Premier de Soccer. That's right. Yo, the premier Balompié League.
So I think probably next.
Can I say something real quick? You might not know this, but Manchester United said again.
I love it. The high pitch is a little more like silly and fun. I love it.
Dimitri said, "I hope he does better than how he did at TFC." Did you know this? People in England don't realize Toronto is not in the U.S. It's in a different country.
Oh, you know what? This is. I mean,
did you know this?
It's just a poor education out there. You got to worry about it.
But also, look, a lot of Americans think Ireland is in the UK. So,
right.
We're not.
Because Northern Ireland is in the UK. Why is that? Yeah. Give them their country back. It's a tiny, you don't even need it. What do you need it for? The ports?
Well, you need a small piece.
It's not yours. Just stop
right?
it.
That's like if we gave Canada North Dakota. It just doesn't make sense. Give them both Dakotas. We don't need it.
We have an extra Dakota. We have too many Dakotas. Okay.
We have two Dakotas, and it's still both of those put together is at the population of a third of New York City. Okay.
Dimitri said, we don't want it. We'll fight you for it.
Oh, my God. Dude, Toronto is not in the U.S.
It is not.
It is in Canada.
Okay.
Which also is not in the U.S., if you didn't know that. BKL said, hey, Red Bull, where are your stars? I don't see it.
But look, Salzburg has one right there. Salzburg's won a whole bunch. The next up, I think Manchester United Atletico is going to be entertaining. Who do you think makes it out of that one? Because I think that's probably the one where it's probably the most difficult to figure out what the result is going to be.
I think Atletico Madrid will make it out just because although Griezmann apparently is a little bit injured, but I don't know how long that's going to last. But I do think, I think they're just a stronger team, you know?
Interesting. I think the Premier League in the last like 3-4 years I'm not saying that Manchester United are an average Premier League team, but their results have been kind of average. But I think that the average Premier League team is better than the best La Liga team, or not the best, but the better. You know, Real Madrid is, I would say, up there. But
this is a rough season for La Liga. They don't have any major stars.
Is that but not even that? Like even just the play within itself has been the top has been a bit more competitive than usual. Maybe with Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi in the league, it made all the other teams step up, but I think the La Liga clubs have regressed a little bit. So I would favor Manchester United here. I think they They're the better team at the moment. Okay.
And by the way, South Dakota God said RIP to away goals, which I forgot. So you could just park that bus.
Right. Okay. And we should talk about the redraw, because there was an issue with the Champions League draw. During the live draw, there was a clerical error, they said, and they had to redo the
supposedly
the original draw, which would have had Manchester United against PSG, had to be redone because there was a ball in the wrong bowl, so everything had to be thrown out. But I'll say this: the one thing is, like, you know, we like Jimmy and the warm ballers and all the conspiracy that we think, we always think like, oh, this is, they're trying to dictate what teams play who. But look, they admitted to their mistake and say, look, it has to be redone. So at least there's some level of transparency. I think if they would have just went along with the draw as is, it would have led to more future concerns about corruption and all those other
things. You got to redo it. The fact that they redid it goes to show that they're at least like, fine, you caught us. Fine,
we tried. You got us this time. Okay,
good eye.
But Nick Lay said, because European soccer is well known for being on the up and up, right?
Look, never had a problem.
It would have been an interesting matchup, but as long as they sorted it out, that would have been fun. Manager Sanders said, damn, I was looking forward to facing Villarreal again, right? That would have been lovely. Manchester United lost to Villarreal, right? In Europa League, if I remember correctly. Okay. Anything else we may have missed that we should discuss before we wrap up the show?
No, I think that's it.
If anybody wants to chime in, feel free to do that. So before we wrap up, I'll just remind everybody, tune in to our television show on Fubo TV Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to be joined by Sean Johnson, MLS Cup MVP of New York City Football Club. And we'll talk to him about everything, winning MLS Cup, stopping all them penalties, and just, you know, just on the incredible season that he and the club have had. The Benji Sandu said, cheers, guys, again. Appreciate y'all. Shouts to you, Benji Sandu, always coming through, showing love. We appreciate it. So tune into that on Thursday. Friday, you can listen to the podcast of that interview. So subscribe to the Cool Against podcast if you have not. That is where you can listen to Prem Show. You can catch other podcasts that we do. Obviously, the audio of our television show and a bunch of other stuff that we do on here. What else? X Macaroni said Chelsea and Lille draw each other twice. Oh, in both draws. So they ended up.
Yeah.
There
was a very funny meme of what is the guy from The Simpsons who owns the bar throwing out the drunk? Mm-hmm. And then he's like, the next picture is him wiping his hand and he's Chelsea throwing out Lille. And then he pops up behind him in the bar. It's super funny. This upsets people, but I think I've only seen like 10 episodes of The Simpsons in my entire life. But that's super funny. I think Moe's, right? Moe's is the bar.
Moe's is the bar, yes. And that's and Barney is the guy that gets thrown out. You gotta watch that. I mean, whatever. Alexis had no childhood.
Look at sports car direct Moe, Nick Lage. His name is Moe.
Real Awful Dog upset about said, great stream, guys. Glad I found you. Thank you, Real Awful Dog, for finding us, searching for us, looking for us. Okay.
If you want to hear the first half, because I know you came in. When we were thrown on the front page, the shouts to Twitch Sports for doing that. It's a very dope of you. Just check out our podcast. This whole episode comes out as a podcast tomorrow. The Soccer Cooligans.
Yeah.
Or The Cooligans.
Yeah. And feel
the funniest soccer podcast in the world.
Feel free to.
Also, I do want to say, I'm not going to say her name, but somebody sent us a really dope message. They tried to meet us in Portland. They said that we helped her through a really tough time in life. And she did give us a little bit more information. It was a little bit of postpartum depression. And someone told her, hey, why don't you find a podcast you like soccer, and you like, you know, you're always a funny person. Why don't you find a funny soccer podcast? And that's she did. She just put that in, funny soccer podcast, and we popped up. And
oh, wow.
It helped her through a really, really tough time. So I know we couldn't say hello, if you know who you are, if you're listening. But thank you for sending that message. Absolutely incredible. For everyone who ever says we helped them through a tough time, which has happened before, we can't believe that us being silly about a sport we love can do that for you, but we honor that, and thank you so much, and it makes us feel really good when you let us know that we were able to help in any way, shape, or form.
Thank you.
That's a great added benefit.
Because usually we are the reason you're having a tough time, right?
Yeah.
So it's usually
people need Total Soccer Show to get over
all
the hell we put them
the
through.
The stress, you know? That we've given them. So always means the world. So thank you, everybody, for the love. Feel free to give us a follow on Instagram if you have not. Oh, and also on Twitter. You saw all this great stuff that we were showing earlier on Twitter, at SoccerCooligans, because a lot of fun stuff on there. But follow us on Instagram. We're trying to get those numbers up because in this business, nobody cares about anything besides how many followers you got. Okay.
That seems to be 100%.
We are regularly denied opportunities because you don't want to hit the follow button. Really?
I know.
You want to be that person. Quinta Pizza said, you all definitely helped me through the pandemic. I work in a factory, so I've been working in person this whole time. That's, frontline. Thank you for keeping
thank you for everything.
The supply chain going. Okay. So we appreciate it. No, yeah.
Loyal Zeta said, why aren't you boys on YouTube? We are. We just don't really use it that often. We do post a lot of our episodes on there, but we're not like focusing. We're not YouTubers, but that may change in the near future. We're thinking of different ways to be on YouTube a little more. So hit the follow button. You can do that on our Twitch page. If you go down, you can actually see where to follow us on YouTube.
Yeah, if you go to our link tree or whatever, you'll see it on the Instagram page. But we have at @SoccerCooligans or whatever website /SoccerCooligans. You'll find us. So. Follow us on there as well. Subscribe.
Right. Go to Pornhub.com/soccercooligans. Buddy, we're on there.
Yeah. Buddy, you're going to see the very no-cap recaps out there.
Yeah, and also, you're going to be very disappointed.
Have you heard? This is a common thing, though. There's a lot of comedians that actually post their I'm not going to say a lot, but there's certain comedians that post their podcasts or content on Pornhub to try.
Well, I thought you were going to say that. There's some that have OnlyFans, which I know that.
Right, right. Which is sure. I mean, you could post anything on OnlyFans, but on Pornhub,
dude, there should be a comedian that just like spreads their asshole and then the clip plays, their joke plays right there.
Okay. You heard it here first, folks. I mean, Alexis.
Do you want to sell tickets or do you want to sell tickets?
What an idea. You know what? Well, I'm glad we're on the front page for that. Brilliant. Brilliant. Nobody make a Photoshop of that. I don't want it. These two, burn your computer. You're not allowed.
In fact, could someone please go get these two computers thrown into the river just so we don't have to deal with this?
Call them like I said.
Alexis visually ruined my night. Also, it says a lot about you as to which comedian you imagine spreading their
Punches,
by the way.
Anyway, okay, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in. Everybody here on Twitch, the 425 folks tuning in right now, we appreciate everybody. This is always a lot of fun. An incredible past 2 weeks. I mean, I got to see Everton win, and that hadn't happened in a while. We got to see NYCFC win MLS Cup in Portland again. Sorry to the Portland friends, but you know, an unbelievable experience for obviously we always say this. The Cooligans would not exist without NYCFC. That the show was born in the stands, watching games at Yankee Stadium, joking around in the bleachers there. I'm originally from Brooklyn. I've never gotten to experience anything to this degree. You know, I mean, even like when the Giants, the New York Giants won the Super Bowl, like I can't afford football tickets to NFL games, and I'm a fan and I'm happy it happened, but for it to be this directly connected to a club and to win an MLS Cup is just absolute dream. Unbelievable time. So to all the NYCFC fans who've tuned in and supported us since day one, this is incredible. I mean, I'm glad we got to share this journey together. So gratitude all the way. So thank you. Okay, we got some questions. South Dakota God said, where did you guys eat in Portland? Where did we eat that? I mean,
I actually, like, I don't even remember eating anywhere besides the stadium food, the after party food, and Toffee Club.
Yeah, well, we,
I was only there for like,
we ate at Fogo de Chao, Fogo de Chao as well.
We did eat at Fogo de Chao. That's right. Which, but that's the chain.
The Brazilian Steakhouse, but it's still good. It is in Portland.
Yeah, but it's not like a Portland restaurant.
We did eat at Toffee Club. We had pies at Toffee Club.
Yeah, I had a pie at Toffee Club.
Those are really good.
Incredible. I know. I put up the photo and one of our Josh from the United View was like, "There's not enough beans." I was like, "There's beans in the pie," and he was like, "Then you shouldn't have had beans on the side." I'm like, "It's not your type of beans, dude. It's Latin beans, man."
Neighbor Nation said, "Christian, you were lucky to get tickets to the MLS Cup because they were super expensive." This is another thing. The MLS Cup is an MLS event, not a Timbers game, you know, not a home team event. So it sucks that the prices were so high, but you got to give credit to NYCFC. The tickets for away supporters were only $10, which is incredible. I don't know if, you know, I've never heard of any club doing that, especially for an MLS Cup final. So a lot of people showed up. Obviously, it costs money to fly there and do the whole thing. You know, there were about 2,500 NYCFC fans at the game. Incredible that they did something like that, and not only did they do that, but then they also had a party for all the supporters at the Hilton.
All the away supporters with the players
that they came through, and they gave them food, and it was open bar and food. And we had heard that it was 2,500 people coming through, and apparently wiped out all the food in the hotel. Like, the hotel had no food left after.
It started out with like chicken skewers and pieces of meat to cut and all that, and by the end of the party it was piles of chili dogs corn dogs, because they had just no more food left.
Yeah
They were like, I don't know, bring us the kids meal.
Yeah, get the Lunchables out here, because we got nothing left. Paolo in Minnesota said they don't have bagels at Fogo de Chao.
Hilarious.
Imagine, it was so much. I don't know how you guys feel about Brazilian steakhouses, but it's a lot of very good meat. But after like three meats, it's like, all right, I get it. It's this meat here. You guys sell meat. You need a little bit more vegetables. Somebody should come around chopping up some vegetables and putting it on your plate. That'd be lovely.
He wouldn't make it in Latin America. He just would not make it, folks.
Because I'd be dead at 32, okay?
Or would you just be able to enjoy yourself even though you have gout and your big toe hurts?
All right, everybody. Thank you again. Hit the follow button here on Twitch. Follow us on all social media at Soccer Cooligans again. And to Paolo Minnesota said, "Boo, Christian." And Sports Card Direct.
What is a vegetable?
Great question.
Thank you, guys.
The front office provided food, drink to the supporters in Philly as well. Look at that, bruh. Very, very nice. Very, very cool. I appreciate everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week here on Twitch. And follow us everywhere. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts as well if you have not done that. We always appreciate that. That helps more people be aware of the show. Let us end the show as we normally do. Everybody put !! Outro. Brother BKL, thank you for the love. So with that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!